And thought starting to grow is our ace in the hole, because that's the earth moving in us, struggling for life, to authentic life, to continue, you know? That's our inheritance, is authentic life. And even when it's suppressed early on, there's always that potential for a resurgence of that need to be alive authentically. And this broad infiltration that I'm describing into our lives doesn't necessarily push an obvious totalitarian agenda, and generally, I would imagine, doesn't. Rather, power is looking here in the US to transform progressive communities into conservative ones. And I've mentioned this before, but this was the point, I believe, of the whole foreclosed, the manufactured foreclosure crisis. That certainly is the technique, the tool that was used in the community I live in the Bay Area, is that low-income folks were, or middle-class folks, folks with homes who had been established within those communities, particularly, when we have community, we getting along across all false divisions that states inculcate, were duped into taking second mortgages and et cetera, that were designed to blow up in our faces and eventually move us on out of the cities. They want the cities back. They got them back. Low-income folk are being moved to peripheries. And this is a transparent effort to rigidify class divides such that we don't interact with each other. We have separate worlds. And this goes straight to Karl Popper's warning to us, which has been suppressed, that the ideology provided, the propaganda and totalitarian ideology provided by Plato serves these guys as a game plan. And one of the things it emphasizes is that you must widen the divide between the so-called master race and the so-called sheep, such that the masters, quote unquote, feel like a race apart, seem to us like gods, and they have rapidly been trying to create that impression with their creation of demonic technologies that allow them to have control over our lives through surveillance, through being able to punish folks secretly. Secrecy, as I said, is their MO. So here in Berkeley, for instance, the shift has been dramatic and continuous. And I say 6 years just because that's sort of the period which it became noticeable to me starkly, because prior to that I'd been sort of sequestered, writing, waking up. It was a very intense process of intense engagement with the ancestors, the world that I found when I emerged from my little cocoon was dramatically different. It was, and that's also partly because these folk totally moved into Berkeley. I think because UC Berkeley is there, they want this to be a little residential enclave for their students. They intend for UC Berkeley to be a global think tank for maintaining the hegemony of the tiny, tiny few, but in the th get th this tiny few through the rough waters of the end of U.S. hegemony, the end of an era in which jobs could be provided to a significant percentage of folk globally. So this is the resource shortages in game stage that these elite universities are working apace to get their masters on to the totalitarian global order that they want to see installed. And I'm definitely seeing it in a more extreme way because of UC Berkeley. And perhaps at this stage, with this intense effort to silence what we're doing here in the nascence, and I can't be certain to the degree to which it's about the numbers of folk who are listening. I have no idea. And the extent to which it's simply about that they have been assaulting me for literally years and years, and I should, by their lights, not be around. And perhaps it's simply about trying to prove the efficacy of their weaponry. It is hideous. It at this point, when it's constant, that it feels like they have some device that runs continuously. I hear this very, very dim hum in my house constantly, or you know, out there. I can hear it from my house, very low. And as I'm feeling now, the pressure is always there. And so my life has become in enduring it and then clearing mucus, you know? I mean, and it's a hideous combination of feeling like I'm being frozen slowly and fried. You know, I thought about those figs these last 2 years, the figs last year and this year literally were irradiated. And it feels like that's what's happening to my skin, because there's often burns and rashes and dryness, extreme dryness on the extremities and the fingertips and the toes. So it feels like I'm being frozen at the same time that my brain feels aflame. That's a hideous combination. It's definitely electrical. You know, if you've ever experienced a shock, you know that's a chilly sense. Well, when you're subjected to, you know, being targeted by these weapons, it's in the sense, in the way that I am, it's continuous shocking of the muscles. And so I feel like I'm freezing up. And it's concerning when you feel like you're moving like robotically. It almost feels like they're trying to turn us into them one way or another, you know? Psychically and spiritually and then physically, we become like robots until we're not here no more.